Paddy, played by Hammy Stafford, has to visit his boss, who is sick in the hospital, to discuss some important business matters. Just to make things tough, Snooks has forced Daddy to take her with him. As the scene opens, they are seated in the hospital waiting room. Listen.
Is this the hospital, Daddy?
Yes, this is the hospital, and be quiet, Snooks.
The smell's funny.
Well, all hospitals smell like this.
Why?
On account of the antiseptic.
Anti-who?
Antiseptic. Antiseptic has a disagreeable odor.
Well, I don't think you were a bath.
Now, listen. I'm not going to sit here and answer a lot of your nonsensical questions. And stop jumping up and down like a nervous cat.
My man's doing it. Look at him, Daddy.
Yes, he's an expectant father.
Does he expect his father, Daddy?
No, he expects a baby.
Why?
Oh, leave me alone. Snooks, stop pacing behind that poor fella.
Where's he going now, Daddy?
He's going in to speak to the doctor. He's nervous.
Why?
Maybe he knows what's coming. Come over here and sit next to me.
Let me see your voice, Daddy.
We can't go in yet.
Why?
Because the nurse is in his room attending to him.
What's the nurse doing, Daddy?
I don't know. I suppose she's doing what all nurses have to do.
My nurse used to have to take me...
Now, never mind that. This is a different kind of a nurse. This is a trained nurse.
Ah. She's doing tricks in there.
No. Stop asking questions.
Why?
Oh, just stop it, that's all. I don't want to be squabbling with you when we go in to see my boss. He's a very sick man.
What's the matter with him, Daddy?
Well, he's suffering from a respiratory condition.
Respiratory condition?
Yes. When he gets out of here, he's going to Switzerland for his lungs.
Did he leave them there?
No, he didn't leave them there. He's got them here.
Where?
Inside his body.
I want to see them.
Now, don't start that nonsense, Snooks. And another thing. When we go in his room, I want you to walk on tiptoe so as not to jar his nerves. And just say, here's some fruit. And I hope you feel better, Mr. Watt.
Who's he?
My boss.
What's his name?
Yes.
Huh?
That's his name.
What?
Yes, what is my boss's name?
I don't know.
I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. The name of my boss is what? His first name is Hugh.
Me?
Not you, Hugh. That's his first name, and what is his last name? Well, what are you yelling about?
Because you won't tell me his name.
Oh, listen, Snooks. Everybody has a first name and a last name. My boss has a first name, and I have a first name. You know my first name?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
You do, too. What does Mummy call me?
Fathead.
She does not. And don't remind me of it. Ah, what kind of a child can you expect when you marry a fishwife?
Huh?
I just want to be sure you don't upset my boss the way you do me. In fact, I think we'd better have a little rehearsal before we go in there.
All right, Daddy.
Now, I'll be the boss. Now, don't forget, I'm very sick.
What's the matter with you, Daddy?
Oh, nothing's the matter with me.
You said you were sick.
I'm not sick. My boss is sick. But right now, I'm my boss, so I must be sick.
All right, get sick, Daddy.
Now, don't worry. It's no job with you around. Now, let's try it. Here we go.
Where are we going?
Oh, nowhere. All right, come into the room. Be very quiet. No, I'm sick in bed. There's nurses and doctors all around. And what's the first thing you say?
Show me the baby.
There isn't any baby.
When Mommy got sick...
No, that has nothing to do with it. You just say, I'm awful sorry you're sick, Mr. Watt. Here's some fruit. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Now, let's try it again. All right, I'm sick. Oh.
How, Mr. Watt? I'm awful sorry you're sick.
That's good. Well, go on. Where's the fruit?
I ate it on the way to the hospital.
What? Oh, Snooks, did you really eat all that fruit?
I was hungry.
Oh, this is a fine how-do-you-do.
I'm fine how-you-do.
Hold up. Stop that. I'm going to take you right home before you cause me any more trouble.
I want to see the boss's lungs.
I told you can't see his lungs. Oh, come on, let's get out of here.
I'll be good, Daddy.
All right. Now, just remember, when you get in his room, don't speak unless you're spoken to. My boss tells you he's very sick, you just say, I'm awful sorry.
I'm awful sorry.
And to cheer him up when he says he doesn't think he'll recover, you just say, I hope they'll pull you through.
I hope they'll pull you through.
That's all you have to remember. I'm awful sorry, and I hope they'll pull you through. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the nurse signaling to us. Come on, we can go in. Now, be quiet, Snooks. Well, hello, Mr. Watt.
Hello, Higgins.
I brought my little daughter to cheer you up.
Oh, hello, Snooks. It's nice of you to come.
How you feel, Mr. Watt?
Well, Snooks, I think I'll recover.
Oh, I'm awful sorry.
That's a nice thing to say to a man who's at death's door.
I hope they pull you through.
Oh, no!
Oh, Higgins,
she doesn't know what she's saying, Mr. Watt.
I want to see your lungs.
Oh! Take that child out of here right away. Call a nurse.
His face is getting red, Daddy.
You stop that. Sit there and don't open your mouth.
Oh, my pressure's going up. Higgins, I'm a sick man. Why do you do this to me?
Honestly, Mr. Watt, I do.
You realize what I've got? Did you ever hear of a disease that sends your blood pressure up 60 points in 2 seconds, makes your head spin, and doesn't let you get a minute's rest?
Hear of it, brother. I'm his father.
I want to go home.
I told you to keep quiet. Mr. Watt, I'll come back later alone, and we can go over the stuff then if you feel all right.
Well, all right, Higgins, but I don't think I'll be able to sit up in bed.
Oh, no?
No, I'm a little stiff. What's so funny about that?
Daddy said you was a big stiff.
Oh! Come on, let's get out of here. You wait. Hey, come here. Don't run down that hall. They're feeding the babies.
I want to hear the babies cry.
Oh, you do, do you? All right.